This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Our God is on the throne. Heinz Winkler, our nation featuring Worship House, bring us straight to 28 minutes past 2, fam. And as promised, I've been going on and on about Simpiwe, who is on the line with us this afternoon, speaking to us a little bit more about the work that she does as an international speaker, as someone that is passionate about empowering young people and the role education plays in the development and advancement of Africa. And the list goes on. She is a spectacular young lady, and we are so privileged and honored to have her speaking to us this afternoon. Simpiwe Zuma, how are you this afternoon?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me, Sister Lee. Thank you so much. I'm happy to be on the show.
Fantastic. Thank you for agreeing to having this conversation with us. So, I mean, I'm going to start off, you know, just very beginning. What sparked your interest in working and being passionate about the empowerment of young people?
So what inspired me or got me involved is the understanding that Africa's got the youngest population in the world, which means the future of Africa is in the youth of Africa. So the more we invest today in empowering young people with education, with skills, the more we are effectively investing in the future and the success of this continent. I think I was always heartbroken whenever you travel the world or you read up. Africa came up as the poverty-stricken continent, the one that was constantly pitied. And I one day learned of the Agenda 2063, which speaks of the Africa we want. Mm. And that is a liberated Africa, a prosperous Africa. And the, truly, if we are going to get to a place where we see a different, hopeful, vibrant, thriving continent, we need to invest in the youth of our continent. And that really is what sparked my passion and also my taking up the responsibility to say, I'm not going to wait for other people to do it. In my corner, I'm going to play a role in making a difference.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that you say that you're not going to wait for anyone to do it. You yourself are going to get up and do something about something that you're passionate about. And so, Simpiwe, your role currently, what would you say as the World Congress Director? Sure, that's big. For the JCI, World Congress Director, what can you say has been most fulfilling about the role that you have?
So the role that I'm playing this year within the organization JCI, which stands for Junior Chamber International, we are an organization about the development of young people so that they can create positive change. We are about developing leaders. And my role this year is to lead the organization's most, I think on the calendar of the organization, it's one of our most important events. Is because we are an international organization, the world basically is descending to Africa. They are coming to Johannesburg. So members from over 100 countries, as well as young people, not only restricted to JCI members, but even young South Africans can participate in the session, which is the World Congress. This will take place in November from the 16th to the 20th of November. And my role is to lead the team that is organizing this event to ensure that the content that we are providing is relevant for the development of leaders in a changing world. We'll be speaking to matters, and the beauty of JCI being an international organization is we get to learn from other people across the world of how they are doing things, and likewise they'll also be learning from us. So the sessions that we host in the Congress deal with, for example, the empowerment of youth. We will be dealing with quality, the sustainable development goals, quality education, gender equality, We'll also be talking about, and quite prevalent and important in our country at this point, SDG 8, which deals with economic growth and decent work. And we are saying, let's change the narrative. We speak of a growing unemployment rate in our country, but maybe we shouldn't be looking to study so that we could get jobs. But let's change the narrative and empower ourselves to be entrepreneurs and be the ones that start creating businesses that will eventually in future create even more jobs. So the conversation is broad, but it is about the development and the empowerment of young people to be change leaders. And that's the role that I'm playing, leading the Congress for 2021.
Wow. Sounds very effective and very empowering for yourself and for those that you're working with alongside. So when we speak about sustainable, the UN Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs, can you perhaps just elaborate for someone that doesn't really understand, you know, when we talk SDGs, how do I, me as someone, you know, in the public, contribute to that? Or what can I do to contribute to the goals, the SDGs? So can you perhaps just elaborate and talk about the community involvement when it comes to SDGs?
Okay, so SDGs are about the world that we want to see at least by 2030, and they go from, for example, the eradication of poverty to the establishment of quality education, to the likes of the environment that we find ourselves in. How do we improve it so that issues like climate change, for example, are addressed? So they are quite broad, but what is important is that as individuals in our corners, there's actually much that we can do in our communities. Getting involved, for example, in world cleanup activities, where you and your members of the community come together and you say, we're actually going to clean up this section of our area. Those are just some of the small impactful things that you can do even today without coming to an event. Then when we are at events like the World Congress, we are saying, how do you then come, we're discussing issues. For example, at the start of the COVID pandemic in Africa, a lot of schools closed, which meant people couldn't attend. But not only that, people didn't have access to quality internet in order for them to study online. So there were kids that literally missed out on almost 6 months of school. Yet first world countries, almost a day after, they were up and running, Zoom classes started, and so forth. So how do we then leverage and get telecommunication companies involved in order so that if tomorrow we are hit with anything similar, we as Africa are at a point where we can rise and actually compete and grow. So that's why we then have these platforms, because not only will we be engaging with ourselves as young people, we are bringing in stakeholders from business, we're bringing in stakeholders from government to, where need be, challenge the status quo or provide solutions for what we think should be implemented in future. So it's about us getting involved in saying the 2030 aspirations that the Sustainable Development Goals have won't happen if we don't take active actions towards them. There are small actions that we can take today in our communities, but there's also bigger impactful actions that we can take when we collectively come together and discuss and then challenge one another to take the next step.
Absolutely. Be the change that you want to see and be an active citizen that, you know, makes a change and creates positive change in your country and your community. Simpiwe, what legacy would you like to leave? One day when Simpiwe is an old lady, what would you like to have achieved in your lifetime?
For me, it would be to see the education, the quality of education improve in our country and in our continent. I think when I look back, I want to have played a role in, you know, when we talk about the literacy rate of Africa, and in particular of South Africa, which tends to be one of the lowest in the world, that narrative has changed, that children are able to get educated not only just to tick a box, but also to gain education that empowers them to transform their lives. I think education speaks a lot to me because I come from a family where my father was from a rural area. We don't have the any riches, but through education, I've been able to open doors that my generations before me couldn't have. So there is power in getting an education, and there is liberation in that as well.
Sure. Very powerful. Simpiwe, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon and for speaking, you know, about your authentic truth and really the things that you're passionate about when it comes to creating a better world for Africa, you know, creating a better Africa and a more sustainable Africa. And may you be blessed in your journey. We'll definitely be following your journey. And if you could just one more time speak to us about the Junior Chamber International the event that will be happening, the World Congress, and just how one can participate in that.
Okay, thank you for having me. It's been a great pleasure to be part of this session. And if young people, in fact, if all people want to be a part of the JCI World Congress taking place from the 16th to the 20th of November at the Sandton Convention Center, you can register by going to www.jciwc2021.com. So it's JCIWC for World Congress, and then it's the year 2021.co.za. And once you registered, you'll then be able to attend the Congress. If you've got any questions regarding JCI and how you can become a member, because it's not only an international, but nationally we've got organizations throughout the country. So even in Cape Town, we've got an organization. You can email coc@jcisouthafrica.co.za. If you would like to get more information or become a member of JCI, you can email coc@jcisouthafrica.co.za.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, family out there. We've been speaking to Simpiwe Zuma, JCI World Congress Director, and she's been telling us all the things that she's passionate about and, of course, creating a new and better Africa and a more sustainable Africa. Thank you so much, and may you be blessed, and we look forward to what your journey holds. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me, and thank you to all the listeners. It's been great being part of the show. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.